St. Louis Cardinals president Bill DeWitt III grew up a Reds fan in Cincinnati. But when an ownership group led by his father purchased the Cardinals in 1996, DeWitt moved to St. Louis to take a position with the team as head of merchandising. The Cardinals came within a game of the World Series that year, nearly upsetting the defending National League champion Atlanta Braves.
And the Braves went on to win, 14 straight divisions, and they were in the process of building quite a powerhouse. It just seemed like it was a bigger part of the city, and it was more inextricably linked to the identity of the city than perhaps it was in Atlanta at that time.
DeWitt's point is perfectly illustrated by the crowd gathered at Ballpark Village on the last day of March. Fox Sports Midwest Live is a new venue, but it's still busier than expected for 4 p.m. That crowd is quickly explained by a glance at the gigantic TV. Cardinals baseball is back for the season, and Yadier Molina has just hit a home run to give the Redbirds the lead. John Alexander had been perched on a bar stool since Adam Wainwright threw his first pitch. Alexander took the day off for this game and was taking off for the home opener, too.
The identity of our town really is wrapped up in the Cardinals, so why wouldn't you? I think in a lot of major league cities, there's a father to son passing down of baseball history, but in St. Louis, it goes a little beyond that.
In St. Louis, it's fathers to daughter, too. Laura Gilbreth says her family is baseball fans to the death. She didn't need vacation time to catch the season opener, but she submitted many requests over the years to go see away games.
I just love the Cardinals, and I'll watch them anywhere, anytime.
And why do you think Cardinals fans are particularly dedicated?
Because they're good. They win year in and year out, always bringing home some sort of title.
Success helps with popularity, says Jason Williams. He's the director of the Rawlings Sports Business Management Program at Maryville University. So does the team's nearly 87-year relationship with KMOX, whose radio signal has international reach. But ultimately, Williams says, the deep, authentic passion he sees for Cardinals baseball comes down to basic business savvy.
It could be called marketing, but I might describe it in a different way. I think it's the team represents the same culture of the city. No one here in St. Louis wants to know about some player making $300 million a year.
It's the Cardinal way, if you will, building teams through the farm system and well-timed trades. Williams spent some time in Tallahassee, where Florida State football is king. The atmosphere surrounding Cardinal baseball, he says, is very similar to that of college sports. Chuck Kaur, who's a baseball historian and professor emeritus at UMSL, draws the same comparison but offers a slightly different explanation.
Part of it is that they have been here so long and that St. Louis sadly has not had many spectacular successes to differentiate itself from most other cities. I think the Cardinals are something that makes St. Louis exceptional.
Civic boosters can and no doubt will list hundreds of ways in which the city has been exceptional, but none are likely to argue with Kaur's main point. There's absolutely nothing like Cardinals baseball. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.